I've been out there for a few months now opposing this. We've been waiting for the Corps, hopefully not to issue the permit, but here last week they did. They're doing, the Dakota Access are doing these things. You know, they ain't got no environmental impact statements. They don't have no people that, you know, watch every shovel full being dug for any bones and stuff like that coming up. On the west side of the Missouri River, they're going to be going through, well, a non-native owns this land now, but on that land, there's burial sites and old campsites and stuff, and they're going to be going right through them with no regards to our peoples or anything like that. On the east side, we've been watching them lay pipe and stuff. They stopped to the core of the engineer lines there by the river, and they've been waiting for this big drill to show up, to drill underneath there. And but I left there Saturday morning because I thought, you know, they was filing these junctions and lawsuits and stuff with the courts, and I thought that would have put a hold on things for 30, 60 days, you know, but either Tuesday, they're starting to want to work and try to get this work done before, I guess, the courts might put a stop to them. And so Tuesday, I think it is that our people down there started putting up barriers, roadblocks and barriers in front of the entrance on the west side there. And I guess today, this morning, people are being arrested and stuff, and they really need help back there with bail bond money and stuff like that. So if anybody out there, you know, got extra funds, man, that can help bail our people out, you know, get a hold of Sacred Stone Camp on Facebook there on their page, and hopefully he can help out. Right now, I wanted to leave this morning to head back myself, but I only had one person help me with funds, enough for gas to get back there, but I really need more, you know, to stay there and to have funds to, for gas, you know, because everything's so far away, you got to travel 50 to 30 to 50 miles.
That's the Dakotas. Billy, I want to ask you about the last time we spoke, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service revoked the Sovereign Lands construction permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Apparently, what changed? Would you have any idea of what special interests?
I'm not sure what happened with fish and game, or they call it the game and fish. Seems like a lot of these organizations are them. People like that, they're just going along with Dakota Access, you know.
But treaties, this does in fact violate a treaty that had.
Yeah, they're violating agreements and treaties, you know. Right offhand, I don't know exactly, you know, which article and all that stuff, but they are doing that. And again, you know, they're just not caring. They're just doing it, you know. It's like all our native peoples in our country, you know, we're getting dumped on by all their garbage and doing all these minings and drillings and stuff like that on our lands, close to our lands, you know. To me, it's always still that act towards genocide of us, you know. We always get the crap from this country. And when I was back there, I even found out that our first three numbers and our enrollment numbers means that we're prisoners of war, you know, so we still get treated.
Wait a minute. Can you say a bit more about that? Prisoners of war and what first three numbers? Talk about that for a minute, because that's something, again, a lot of this stuff is kept under wraps, and the public does not have access through the media to this news. Tell us more about the prisoner of war.
I was there in the consul chamber when this woman who did a lot of research and stuff come up and told the consul that she found out that the first three numbers in our enrollments means that we're prisoners of war. Probably because our people and the Cheyennes killed Custer, you know.